Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a very special episode of the Quick and Slow Comedy Show. I am Nick McQuick. The guest today is Matt Labuki, very funny comedian. Some might say funnier than me. Those people would be the people that judge comedy contests. But that notwithstanding, this is a very special episode. We are doing our first episode out of the basement. The basement kind of flooded with shit. The drainage in the floor just started... Yeah, big old shit fountain just started leaking right into the house, and I was on damage control, and we knew we couldn't do it, so we had to move up to where there is fresh air and light some incense and just make the horrible smell go away. So if you've ever wondered what a podcast full of comedians in a house full of shit sounds like, stay tuned, because you're going to find that out. Also joining us, we have another comedian fan favorite, Nathan Semenina. Don't follow him on Twitter. Please don't give him any attention. It just makes it worse. Oh, before I start, I do have a shout out to a website. It is sochoice.com. It's a comedy website run by a very funny guy, Maximus Prime. You guys can check him out on Twitter, probably. I don't know. Or not. Whatever. Enjoy the show. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Quick and Slow Comedy Show, our comedy internet talk radio play where the funny business isn't serious.
What's a gemmin?
Every week we come to you with a comedian telling us about the horrible experiences they've had in comedy and the story of who touched them and why. They started comedy. For this episode, we are joined in studio by our producer, Sam, and now your hosts, Nick and Slow.
Should I be offended by that? Should I be offended by that?
Also, we're joined by Jamie, our social media. Our guest this week is a very funny, talented Matt Labuki.
Boom. Hello.
We didn't say you could talk.
Okay, my bad.
Seriously, knock it up.
Say hello.
You're a dick.
Don't look at me and say it.
So right out the gate, you said you had a story about a show last night.
Oh, well, like, I'm a bit of a germaphobe. Like, I'm not crazy. Like, I don't have to scrub, like, every, like, inch of my house, like, before I, like, walk in and out of it or whatever.
You get,
like,
down to the centimeter.
But, like, I, like, wash my hands before, like, I eat food. And I like people that prepare food to, like, wash their hands.
Jamie.
So the other, she is OCD. Like, I feel like she would have been, like, just washing her hands consistently under scalding water in there.
But. She washes her feet in this house.
I hadn't prepared anything for you.
You know what I said to Jamie when I was in there after I washed my hands? You know how you can tell, like, someone who doesn't wash her hands a lot? There's no hand towels around.
They're cleaning up this shit water in the basement.
No, there's hand towels. I got hand towels up there. I grabbed all the hand towels.
Aren't used on your balls. Look at you guys wasting energy in here. Oh, see? It's the same amount of light. I just turned off a light.
I love how you introduced your story.
That's Alberta.
I'm not crazy or anything. everything you've done and said so far is crazy as fuck.
I'm not crazy, but here's how crazy I am.
Okay, so anyways, I'm at a local comedy club. I won't say which one, but it was the one down
which
south.
Which one involving a bowling alley?
Yeah. May or may not have had a bowling alley attached to it. And the bartender, I was like, hey, can I get a water? And she was like really nice and everything, but she was like, as soon as I was like asking, she like reached inside her shirt and was like scratching.
Oh, you got free boob
something
lice.
Well, like, you know, a lot of skin cells are just like flaking off by the billion while that happens. And then like I just can see her like grabbing the glass and like the straw, and I was just like,
did,
like,
you pay for it and everything?
It was water.
Water. What does water cost?
But like, tell me, Labuki.
But I was dying of thirst. I was so thirsty. I'd already crushed like a bottle of water, and like I'd had a few drinks before I went down there. So like, and then I was like kind of, they like went through me, and then I was parched, you know?
Sure.
But you should imagine, like, if she's willing to scratch that in front of you, what is she scratching not in front of anyone?
It's like cockroaches, dude. Yeah, you see one, there's 10,000 behind
it. No, for sure. Like, I was grossed out.
I just assume
I did drink the water,
disgusting.
But I didn't touch the straw or the lip of the glass. I'm not making this up. I put my lips inside the glass like this. I kind of like sucked it like a cat.
Can you describe what you're doing right now?
Well, like I'm just putting,
holding this whiskey
I'm just
glass.
Putting my bottom lip inside the rim of the glass,
which is definitely like, cleaner than the rest of the glass.
And like it went down my chin, and like I was like, whatever. I'm getting like the minimum amount of skin cells. That's what I was thinking.
Okay, I would have taken it like how you used to drink out of a hose. I mean, maybe you didn't, but like you just
I used to drink out of a hose.
You don't put your lips to
I
it.
I still
but you,
do.
Like,
I still crave the taste
like
of hose water.
It across
hose water.
That vinyl plastic.
You know how you could taste the vinyl? Like it just it tastes like summer.
Yeah. Isn't that just Snoop Dogg's waterline hose water?
Hose water.
Hose water. Water hose. Anyways,
gotta work them hoes. Gotta work them hoes out. What we do before every show starts, actually, we've already started. So when it is going, we like to describe, paint a picture, if you will, of our guest, his physical appearance.
Appearance?
We didn't do that with the
He's
girls.
A real gentleman, and his appearance is fantastic.
You guys stop being ridiculous.
Yeah, so what did you say about me?
No, you tell me.
Yeah, describe yourself. Yeah,
describe yourself. Myself.
And then we'll fill in the blanks.
Basically, defend yourself.
I wear a lot of royal blue.
For sure.
Like, I don't think anyone in here would question that.
No.
Like, I actually bought this Jays cap today, and I was thinking as I put it on, I was like, oh, this is...
It's gonna go
with my I don't actually like the design that much.
You look
but
like the Blue Power Ranger.
Yeah, totally. It's except not as Asian.
And you're talking into that blue windsock.
I'm talking into my color windsock.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know, about 6'1".
Yeah.
White.
Yeah,
I get whiter
sure
with
are.
Each passing day.
I would agree.
Not as white as Nick, maybe, but
he got big teeth like a horse.
I do have huge, yeah.
They're really big.
Yeah,
they're oversized.
They're Mr. Ed big.
You don't have like receding gums like me.
I'm getting them. Oh, yeah. They're coming in.
Do you brush? You brush too hard. You got to get a soft
brush. I
brush
like a
brush.
Fucking maniac.
Because you got to get those germs from that glass.
Yeah,
because
you're afraid of all the skin that's in your mouth.
Yeah, I'm brushed like my teeth nerves have germs on them. Like I'm trying to get to the root of the problem.
You're right.
Hello.
You don't sound crazy at all.
No. No, but I have receding gums. And yeah. I mean, who doesn't?
You know, flossing is actually healthier than brushing your teeth.
Well, aren't they meant to be used in conjunction?
They are, but if you have to do one over the other, like say someone has a gun to your head and says, listen, you can only do one. You can either brush your teeth or you can only ever floss.
Do you only get one palm fronds on
this
deserted island?
I would brush because... although even you might be right, like health wise, but brushing makes you feel like your mouth is cleaner.
Yeah, you can get a lot more surface area.
Am I the only person that like uses mouthwash?
I love mouthwash,
yeah? Dude. I think it promotes cancer.
I get like
really?
Mouthwash.
What?
Yeah, it's just like drinking. It's fucking alcohol in your.
You know
mouth.
What's been a big problem for me since I moved to Edmonton is like I don't have a very clear nasal passage.
Yeah,
just so everyone knows.
Well, because it's the dirtiest fucking air in the world.
Well, Beijing trumps us.
Yeah. Beijing.
I mean, no, but I mean like,
outside of China. I'm sorry. I thought that was
the same. Yeah, no, like dude, China, just... Fort Saskatchewan, Edmonton. Like we're like not even in the top two.
I don't know. You sand your streets with
no,
dust.
But it's just dry, right? It's just dry here. So like I'm from the East Coast, and it's like it's more of a wet country. And but out here, like, so my nose would get really dry, and when I'm sleeping, like, I just end up sleeping with breathing through my mouth. So I'll wake up, and my mouth feels like a desert. Like, it just, like, I'll touch my tongue to
the... That's why you drink so much water.
Well, yeah, like, I'll wake up in the middle of the night and twist awkwardly on my sore back and drink water, and then it'll be good for 5 minutes, and then I'll fall asleep and wake up again with desert mouth. And it's never pleasant.
Do you have a humidifier?
I have, like, this thing that, like, shoots... Like just like a fan over a pool of water.
That doesn't help. It's probably because the fan is dry.
I haven't set it up this year. I just like given up. I've given up.
And you're complaining.
Yeah. Well, plus over the winter, I had like a moisture problem in my room.
How much lotion do you go through in it?
In a month?
In a day? Or I don't know.
8 gallons of moisture.
Just paint buckets full of your jam in your hands,
yeah.
And it just lathers.
I just use paint, actually. My dick is royal blue.
Oh.
Along with the rest of me.
Well, there goes the second half of the interview. Hey, you could easily do a porno with Nick, and it'd be red and blue.
Red and... We'd call it ginger blue.
Ginger blue. So we put the brakes. We just put the brakes on the podcast there, Nick.
Red, white, and blue. Put it on Canada Day.
Oh man!
Can't wait till you jump off that bridge.
And it'd be the great American Bukkake with Labuki.
Labuki Bukkake.
Do you hate that your name rhymes with not even?
It doesn't
rhyme.
Loosely
rhymes with Bukkake.
It's got one syllable in the middle. That's the same as the syllable at the start of the bad word.
What did the kids?
just fucking idiot loser comedians try to make reference to that.
I did.
And I never have.
Good.
And no one, yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I don't care. People are going to say what they're going to say. What
Matt,
are you gonna
there is one thing I've noticed about you in your comedy.
Mm-hmm.
You have the best hair in Edmonton for Edmonton comedians.
Okay.
You put a lot of work into that?
Not really.
Really?
Yes, you do. You cut your own hair.
Yeah, but that's putting less work into it than going to a barber.
No, but you have to do that more frequently, I bet.
No.
How often?
I cut my
own
hair.
Well, when I started doing it.
Yeah, but he's got, like, hair to cut. Bald as shit.
Shit has hair in it.
Yeah.
Let's go downstairs. We'll check.
All right. I don't know what
you're what's
playing.
Going on downstairs. Is there
my
like a shit flood?
My basement is flooding.
Oh, that sucks.
So
there's
grab shit all the podcast everywhere. And bring it up here.
Yeah, this is the most natural light.
Did you call your landlord?
Yeah, I called them on Friday when it happened originally. And
is it like actual shit water?
Yes. There's poop water everywhere.
Yes.
That sucks, dude.
We got the sandbag barricade up around.
Does it stink like those coming up the stairs and stuff?
No, not up here. I don't think. Down there, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's leave the door open. Jamie, take that.
I don't want anything to do. Let's even stop talking about it. I don't want to look at it. I don't want to smell it.
Isn't this house just making
I don't want this Florida keg. I don't want this floor to fall through. I don't want anything to do.
You can't make promises.
Welcome to the ghetto, by the way.
Yeah, no kidding.
Your neighbors have a roll off over there, and I see like parts of a roof, and then like everybody else is garbage.
Yeah.
Including like shopping carts, mattresses, and children.
There's a new bloody mattress in the alley.
That's gross.
A new, you say that like that's a common occurrence.
Yeah, there was an old one, now there's a new one.
I like how they have a roundabout here because they don't want anyone to have to stop.
Keep going.
In this neighborhood. They just want them to be able to roll through.
And they do. How long you been doing comedy?
Like 5 years.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
You're very good at it. I
would have guessed more than that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm as good as I should be.
I
don't try. Like I don't write enough. And I don't.
There's a lot of
you know,
well, don't
not
write
enough.
I'm
enough.
Calling bullshit on you. You wrote a whole fucking new set for the contest we were in.
Well,
2 months ago,
I was writing that like while we were doing it though, like while I was on stage doing it, like that. Thursday before I did that at the Black Dog.
So you pumped out a new 5 minutes in fucking a week.
Yeah.
But it was like a good five
but
minutes.
Like,
solid. Like you were a contender in that contest.
There's some fucking.
Fucking won, in my opinion.
There's,
yeah,
that was
weird. That sucks. I mean, you hear that a couple times and you're like, fuck, maybe I was. And I was definitely like mad for a day that I didn't, whatever, but.
Today's
this
day.
These contests are so.
You can't
fixed.
No, not fixed, but like what's the subjective? Like they're just people's opinion of whatever.
Yeah,
so.
But you kind of did like the best job at making people laugh, which
is
a really high mark.
Supposed to have more
other format.
Whoa,
that's
it.
What we do in comedy?
I mean, he does. It's
supposed to have more weight to it, so I don't know.
I don't
but whatever.
Know. Anyway, good job.
Thanks.
Sorry you didn't win.
Yeah. Good job with coming in last.
You don't know that. Maybe you didn't even qualify.
Dude, honestly, second is last in comedy. Like,
that's true.
There's going to be one person in the final that gets some little bump from this and $1,000, and nine people that are like, or whatever, seven or.
Well, if you go through the whole contest, like 80.
Sure, like 80 people that are like, oh, I came this close. No, you didn't. You came not at all close.
For our listeners, maybe we should explain. It's a comedy contest.
Sure.
What you've been doing it a while. How does it work?
I always come in second or last.
Between 80 and second.
Well, this contest is put on by funniest person with a day job is the name, and it's put on by the Comic Strip and K97, the radio station, which do a great job like promoting like local comedy around these couple of weeks.
Oh, get their dick out of your mouth.
No, but like that. Honestly, that room of. The rooms in town supports comedy the most, I think.
Yeah.
Like of that club, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
So, anyways, there was what, like four or five like entry rounds?
Yeah, there was the four preliminaries.
Four like quarterfinals, aka first rounds, and then two semis and a final. And like top three advance from each round, and then the final, there's like six comics, and one gets $1,000 and an opening weekend. Now this year in front of a concert headliner, so they say,
which is
but like a lot of those
special performance,
it's like a big name or whatever, but like they say that, but a lot of those guys bring their own openers, so I don't know if they'll
It's Harlan Williams.
Really? It's gonna be Harlan Williams.
It's gonna be Harlan Williams.
Ah, he looked just
that's
like him
legit.
But like if he wasn't all retarded looking.
God.
Yeah, that guy is a chin to fucking...
He goes bottom lip to, like, upper chest in one straight line.
That's the red.
How does he brush his teeth and his collarbone at the same time? No, I don't know.
Probably
but
carves
you know
a
what?
Toothbrush out
he's
of
Canadian.
Mammal bone.
He's Canadian, and he's a Canadian that made it in this fucking stupid
show. Yeah, one of both of them.
Yeah. Him, Jim Carrey, and Russell Peters.
Yep, there we go. That's all of us.
And, like, you know what I mean? That's not fair, because there are, like, hundreds of guys that are making it, but they're just not famous.
I'm, like, a pretty spiteful, hate-filled guy. And when I'm off stage and I'm hearing comics up there and they say scientific facts in their acts, I always Google it, and I'm like, did they even look at this? And the one thing with yours is it all seems to check out. Like, you actually seem to do research on, like, the length of tubes inside of testicles and stuff.
That whole bit was from one, like, YouTube video, like,
documentary
that I saw. I say it's on the documentary channel, which it probably was at one point, but it's just, like, I saw it on YouTube, and I was like, wow, this thing is full of so many amazing facts about the human testicles.
Yeah.
And there's like there's other great lines in that I, like, you could just take verbatim and they're fun. Like, there's one part and they're like, Glenn has no idea about the complex machinery in his shorts, and it's just it's said so seriously and so with so much conviction. You're like, this guy's amazing.
Like, he's right. Like, if they didn't say it with conviction or, like, so serious or deadpan, it wouldn't.
Yeah, like, it wouldn't be like
the message,
you know,
won't read through.
Yeah,
unless
people
we read
won't
it
listen.
Completely dry.
Is that kind of your process? Then you just go about your everyday life and try and find where the funny is. Or
My process. I've never used the word process to describe it before.
Okay, you're right, Majiggin.
Yeah, like, I'll, like, see something funny on TV that I'll, like, want to comment on, or, like, you know, read, like, a news article that, like, clearly has a comedic angle or doesn't, and you want to make it funny because it's just so, like, evil and shitty.
Like your Malaysian airline joke.
Yeah. And, like,
that's
an
awesome fucking turn.
It's a great, like, little one-liner on that story. It's starting to get, like, time, like, the it's too late.
Yeah, you kind of missed
and
it.
And I was watching, I caught Alonzo Bowden's set last night at the Strip.
A couple months ago?
No, just last night.
We're not going to air this for like like a month.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was months ago.
So when Alonzo Bowden came through, how was he?
He was amazing. He was amazing. Like, I mean, you know, you guys, you know who that is, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, he was just
standing.
A pro. He was just so chill. His pacing was, like, literally perfect. There was no downtime. He had one heckler deal with. Actually, you know what? He had this bit that was probably, like, a little bit of an older bit about a guy getting eaten by a bear, and he goes, how fucking stupid do you have to be to get eaten by a bear? And as you guys might know, there was someone just eaten by a bear like 3 days ago in Alberta at an oil site. And someone gave him, like, the old too soon. He was like, it's never fucking too soon. Like, he just, like, tore into them for a bit and then went back into his bit about the bear, and everyone, like, died.
Including the person from the bear. incident.
And when they catch that bear, the bear's dead too. Yeah.
So
sorry,
I was getting to. He had a bit about the Malaysian airline thing that was so much better than mine. Mine's very short and doesn't really, like, go anywhere. But his was awesome and, like, epic.
But every time there's a plane crash, he just has to change that.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway. Well, it sounded like it was a bit that could go, like, a lot in farther directions and stuff. So it was cool. But, you know, it's always nice to see, like, those guys come through. And,
When you're picking up on these things, like the documentary or, you know, whatever you're reading or watching, mm-hmm. do you like to write the punchline first and then structure the setup, or do you?
Sometimes. I'm not really sure.
Because it seems like you're like, oh, that's the punchline.
Yeah.
And then you have the harder part for you is to introduce it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I can always see the funny. That's the other thing, like, when I'm watching other comics, like, I don't laugh very much, but, like when I do...
I just assumed that was because you were watching me.
No, but, like... No, but...
Nick, no one watches.
But,
like, I see jokes coming, like, really easily. Although I can't write them very easily. Do you know what I mean? Like, I...
You can see where the joke is going.
Yeah, like, when a guy is talking about a certain thing, you're like, well, he's probably just going to do this, or a play on words here. And, like, he'll do one of those things. And it's when he, like, doesn't do that... And he says something that's, like, more truthful. Like, he points out something that, like, is more obvious than I was thinking. and it's still like surprising to everyone. Like it's that's the funniest thing. That's why like Haycock is like so funny.
Oh yeah,
like his
the work in.
His turns are so like out of nowhere and quick. And, you know, like...
And obvious, just, too, right?
Like, yeah, and once you hear it, you're like, holy shit, how did I not write that, like, 10 years ago?
I look forward to losing to him in this contest.
Yeah.
He is going to tear me a new one.
Well, I don't think... I mean, you're really holding your own through this contest. I don't think you're giving yourself enough credit.
I had a homeless... I was beating up on myself about not being funny, and I had a homeless guy come up to me, and he said... He was, like, eavesdropping. He goes, don't grade your own paper. You'll never give yourself an A. Just surround yourself with people you trust. And I was like, and that was the day before the fucking semifinals. And I was like, this wizard just put a fucking spell on me.
That's both cool and sad. That like that level, that guy's level of success is now your high point.
You see my house.
Hey, that truck. Guy sounds like an angel to me. Did you rape him?
Yes.
I can't believe you guys are in the same soup line.
See, that was good.
No,
that was awesome. And you know what? There's probably a story there. Like, there's probably a like story. Like, how did you meet said homeless guy? Like, do you talk to homeless guys often? Do you give them a dollar or something? Or what?
Yeah, I love fucking homeless guys.
You love fucking homeless guys?
Yeah.
I hope you wear protection. A lot of them have AIDS.
I'm not gay. I'm not gonna get AIDS.
My wife has a rule. She only gives AIDS to homeless guys. No, she'll give a dollar to one homeless guy a day. And when we were...
It's like $368 bucks a year.
What if she... So that's her charity. What if she doesn't get a homeless guy one day? Is it $2 the next day?
No, you get one day. But no, like where I'm from, there used to be a lot of homeless people because everything's not free because we have a military. and so there's a lot of, beggars, if you will. And so
hey, Nick,
her rule is...
I'm more interested in the number of choosers that you have in your state.
What do you mean, choosers?
As opposed to beggars.
Just beggars.
See, I knew he was going to the beggars there as soon as he said choosers. But like,
what does that even mean, dude?
Beggars can't be choosers.
Beggars can't choosers.
I'm doing an obvious joke.
Yeah, but what is a chooser? Come on, seriously.
Yeah, that is a good point.
That's
what
not
is
like
a chooser.
A beggar is a thing. A chooser?
I like how Nick knew everybody's vice. We're walking back into the room. He brought me a pint of scotch. He brought a rock star for himself. And he brought Sam an ice cream sandwich with mint in it.
And I got nothing.
Yeah,
you'll like it.
And you know what? And you're satisfied.
I'm pretty good with that.
You're a Merkin.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I changed my...
He's a Merkin?
I changed my notification thing on my phone to this this guy going, pew, 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 pew. At first, it was awesome, and now it's annoying as shit.
Oh, when you were on stage...
Why do you have to talk about that in reference to like the conversation? Because
that's America.
When you were on stage on Tuesday, did you hear the ringer go off?
No.
Oh, because somebody's phone went off twice while you were on stage.
Really?
And it was a comedian.
Of course.
Who was it?
Oh, shit, yeah, it was...
I'm not going to say name on this.
Oh, that guy's a fucking dick.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he like grabbed it and turned it off, and then it started ringing again. He ran out the back. And yeah,
he wasn't very fast either.
What a dingle.
He's like, I'm going to run, but I got to hear my phone go again.
Well, whatever. People have their phones on.
You still crushed it, though. You fucking did awesome.
I mean, I didn't. Here's the thing. I didn't make it, like, unbeatable. Like, that set was so new.
You opened so strong, though.
I opened strong, but then I kind of was like, which one am I doing next? And then, like, between each laugh, I was kind of like, what's the next? Like, there was too many thoughts. There was probably,
it
like...
It seemed like okay pacing, though. It didn't seem...
It seemed okay, yeah. But it was... That's just it. It was only okay. Like, I didn't... You know what I mean?
Like,
if that set in 2 months from now would have won that, you know, might have won that contest or that round.
You would at least come in second.
At least come in second or third.
Well, like...
But...
You, I checked.
Definitely
right
not
out,
80th.
Whatever.
Right out the gate, you got a big laugh.
Yeah.
And, like, everybody, it was about 20 seconds, 30 seconds... Like, before that laugh really hit.
One big laugh for every 7 minutes. That's what every comedian wants to
do. That's right.
You made them laugh.
I also went third, too. Like, it's hard to go early on those nights. Like,
I don't think... Oh, man.
You know, Claire going first, like, that's a really tough spot.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't... Like, the only guys that are going to succeed, I think, like, going first are guys like Martinello or, like, Drew... Or, like, sometimes me, if I'm, like, in a high-energy, like, mode, sometimes I can get going right away. But, like, you really got to have one of those like pull start like sets that just like, and all of a sudden you're into it. You know what I mean? Is that a weird analogy?
No, I'm just thinking of what the audience is hearing. Pull start, like, they can't see you pantomiming.
Yeah, but they know what pull start means. If you got a, like a boat that won't turn over or a lawnmower.
I thought you were ripping the anal beads out of a hooker.
And she's going, I'm sorry. Pew.
The majority of our audience probably has a boat motor.
Or a hooker.
Or a boat hooker. Motor?
Or a hooker. They
a boat,
know exactly
a motor,
no boat,
or
just
a hooker.
Boat motor. It's sitting on some blocks in their
but
lawn.
No lawnmower.
You can judge your success by the
no
fact that you have
lawn
a boat,
mower.
A motor, and a hooker.
Isn't that a Pearl Jam song?
Not anymore.
This one's called No Lawnmower.
This one's no called The Tall Grass.
What's up, Edmonton? Keep your grass cut. No lawnmower!
So
I love Pearl Jam, by the way.
Get that goddamn ukulele.
I remember way back, I'm not sure if you remember this, but we did a room, a Connie's room together.
Why yeah. we don't
everybody want... bombed. Like, the audience wasn't there, and you went up, and you weren't the headliner or anything, but you went up, and you were the only one to actually get a fucking reaction out of them.
Was that at, like, X-Rex?
Yep.
Yeah, I think I remember that.
Yeah.
And then I talked about the whiteboard.
Yeah, and then you just, like, you got off stage and fucked off, like, immediately.
Yeah.
And you were like, this is a terrible
another
place.
Room, another room to do.
Yeah, another show, because that kind of atmosphere just pisses me off.
Oh.
Even to do well, I'm just like, I don't want to even be here.
Yeah.
You know what, though? Like, those rooms, the rooms that you fail in, you can learn just as much as the rooms that you succeed in. Like,
I think you learn more.
Yeah, but wait,
you can, very often you can learn more.
But what about watching everybody else and then doing the opposite? You watch everybody else eat shit, and then you came on and just, I don't, who knows what you were thinking.
Well,
right?
when you have an audience that like is clearly like not into people,
do you blame the audience?
No, never. But like when you, and unless they're like really like talking to each other, like I don't know, on purpose, or like saying shit about people on stage, then like that's kind of shitty. But that's also kind of the room's fault.
Yeah,
like if they're not policing
too,
the
right?
room. But if they're just, if they're listening, but they're not laughing because the jokes are shitty, you can't blame them. Like, that's the comedian's job.
Yeah, so what do you
you're
do?
Trying,
you see...
You're trying to make this your job, and you can't make a bunch of people that don't give a shit laugh. You're not going to make people pay $20 to go see you. You know what I mean?
So what do you do? You see that?
Well, I see,
you say,
I
I'm
see
just
going
to do it better? What do you
I see that, and I think, well, there's nothing to lose here. So you might as well just go and do something really, like, off the wall. Like, go at them with energy that they haven't seen before, maybe ever, or like definitely tonight. Just go up and like do something really that grabs their fucking attention. You know what I mean? That's why like I just went up and started. Like when I see a room and like everyone's dying, I'm like paying attention to like the people in the room. Like what are they looking at that isn't the comic? Like they're probably like looking at their phones, or they're like looking at the bar, they're ordering drinks, or they're like looking. Like in Connie's room is like easy because it's like there's like a red light, like a red flashy light.
There's a siren.
There's like a whiteboard with people's names on it. Like it's like are people doing math problems up there? Like,
do you think she uses that siren for, like during the week for like,
sex,
like the carpool lane or some shit?
That'd be really funny. Yeah, she probably uses it when it's like, you know, pizza time.
Wait, so hold on.
When it's like,
I've never done a Connie's room. I've been banned by Connie's room. What is this red siren?
It's when you come up on your time in a comedy club, you know they have a light at the back of the club that flashes.
Is that food?
They in a Connie's room, she's on stage right beside you, sitting behind a desk, and she has a red siren light there. And
the
when
same
she wants
kind
you to
of
get
siren,
off,
the same kind of light that you'd see on top of a
cop
car.
So when she wants you to get off stage, she flicks a button and like just an epilepsy bomb goes off beside you.
But she doesn't do it immediately because it's so over the top. She gives you your, say, 5 minutes, and then she'll let you get to 7, and then she'll let you go to 10, and you can tell she's fretting over there because she doesn't know what's worse, this fucking red light or the comic who's just fucking eating up time, which is Nick's strategy every time he does this room, is just go until she absolutely
well,
has
that's
to make that decision.
In a setting that uncomfortable, very few people want to do their time, so a lot of people cut their set short. But when I'm doing in Connie's room, it's like if I'm going to bomb, I can lean on a bomb all fucking night. So,
I know.
I'm good at bombing. Yeah. But, yeah, it's so horrible.
So bad. I got banned from Connie's room because of something I said on Facebook once. There's a comedian. He was talking about, hey, I'm going to be headlining at X-Rex tonight. So then I posted in his have fun hosting the train wreck at X-Rex. And ever since then, apparently I've been blacklisted from doing a comedy room.
Wow.
The comedian who told me about that is like, he's like, hey, Nathan, are you going to do some time tonight at Connie's room? I was like, well, why should I? Well, here's the thing.
Jeez.
I mean, so he asked you so he could tell you?
Yeah.
That's the dickest.
That's like just as passive aggressive as the red light.
I'm good friends with a guy, so I know exactly what he was doing.
You don't have friends. Don't try and impress us.
I was
Simonina, you get a lot of trouble with Facebook.
Recently, yes.
No, not recently. All the time.
Nonstop.
It's so people don't understand tone on Facebook.
So, Matt, when you're going up and there's an audience, like, what do you prefer in an audience? Them to absolutely hate you or just ignore you? Like, what's the worst thing?
The worst thing?
That an audience has done for you.
Just to ignore you. It's better if they hate you.
Yeah.
Because then you can just live in it and, like, have fun and shit. If they ignore you, it's like, way worse. No one gets into comedy thinking, man, if people ignore me, that'll be something.
Is your mouth full of cock or something?
Oh, no, I mean pizza.
So, Matt,
sounded like cock.
When you were living out on the wet...
They sound the same. They're both Greek.
Italian sausage.
Greek pizza?
Greek pizza? Tzatziki sauce.
Why is that so fucking funny?
Who cares? Because it's not true? I don't know.
Oh, shit. Whatever Aaron took is kicking in.
This is a good pizza.
You don't miss the...
What is it, Greek?
I have no idea why that's so funny.
So, if I have to go to the bathroom, do I just go in the hole in the basement or in the bathroom?
No, just piss in the fucking... Don't... No, Jamie. Piss in the toilet, and I guess just...
Didn't pick that up at all.
Do you have a garden or...
Yeah, I got a garden out back if you want to pee in that. I don't give a shit.
Keep the nitrates.
Oh, my God.
Man.
Okay, so did you start comedy here? Or did you start out east?
Halifax.
You started in Halifax? Yeah.
How long were you doing in Halifax before you had to move?
Two and a half years.
Okay. Was it weird coming to a new community?
And yeah, it's brutal.
What was the first impression?
Well, first when I moved from Halifax, I moved to Vancouver.
Okay.
So I kind of had to start over there. You know, like get in with like the local scene, like get local comics respect and stuff. Hold on while I finish eating this cock.
How do you get respect? I'm still working on it.
No, you don't. You,
do you finish second in a lot of contests? Yeah. Will that get you respect?
No, but just, you know, have a few good sets at local open mics so that people see that you are prepared and, like, have good material.
Yeah, because if you tell them you've been doing it 2.5 years and you go up there and eat a bag of shit, they're like, oh, yeah, two and a half years.
Listens to this, okay?
He's been doing it longer than that.
Well, like, here's the thing, like, he doesn't perform weekly.
God, okay.
So one of the rooms I went to in Vancouver, the girl doing the booking was like, well, this is kind of like pros only. And I was like, oh. And she's like, how long have you been doing it? I was like, 2.5 years. And she was like, well, blah, blah. And I was like, what do you mean pro, like do it full time? She was like, no. Just like, you got to be good at it. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm good. She was like, okay, well...
No.
Maybe in a couple weeks, like, Facebook me. And she was saying, like, fuck off.
Yeah. Did you get on that or no?
Yeah, I got on there, like once.
How long were you in Vancouver, I guess, is a better question.
About a year.
Okay, yeah, so you were able to establish yourself a little bit.
Yeah, I kind of just got, I got up to the level where I was in Halifax, and then I moved again.
Yeah.
So then I came to Edmonton again, and then I had to, like, reestablish again.
How long have you been in town here?
I've been here
and
now,
and remember, this is 2 months from now.
2.5 years again.
Yeah, that's a good. So you got
here like right when I started here.
Yeah, I think pretty close.
Wow. Okay.
Like
I remember Matt's first set ever in Edmonton. He went long, but there was some dick comedian in the back hallway going, "What kind of idiot comic doesn't know how to do his time?" Just as Matt was walking in, it was me.
Nice. That sounds about right.
That's how Nathan makes friends.
Yeah. I thought I read that on Facebook, actually. I didn't know you said it in real life.
Facebook is his boxing
it's
fucking
on your
arena.
Internal
but,
stream.
Yeah, I think that was at the Strip when I was here. Like, the reason I ended up moving here was because I was in Vancouver, and my contract there ended, like, my work thing ended. And I was looking for more rope access work, and I did a month-long contract in Genesee, which is a coal plant.
Genesee, the coal mine. Yeah, I'm a member at the Genesee Gun Club.
Oh, okay, cool. I feel less safe now.
It's right by the mine.
A lot of bears at that coal
mine. You haven't seen his rape room in the basement.
So we did this contract,
full of shit,
which was like 7 days a week for like 4 weeks. But on the nights that I had enough energy, I would try and come out to the open mics here. And like one night, I convinced all my like workmates to like come with me to the strip. So I did like
workmates.
What are they called?
Work coworkers.
Coworkers. I don't know. That's fine. That's tech. Nobody says that.
Guys who are at work and grab your dick for you. What else is that?
A workmate.
It's a workmate.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah.
So one of my workmates says to my other workmate.
Two workmates walk into a
into a workplace. You ready to work? You bet I am, mate.
8 hours? No, we're going 10 today.
Oh my God, our listeners in Australia are going to
love time this. Semenita comes in, it's just dead. Like, it just stops the momentum.
You didn't want to tell that story, did you?
No, well, I think this is the night he was talking about. So, like, I went in, I was supposed to do like 7 minutes, and I ended up doing like 12. According to David Dempsey, who was like hosting, he was like, yeah, you end up doing like 13 minutes. There, workmate. I was like, I don't think so. I literally did not see the light at all. And I got off because I thought I was overtime. But I was like killing because I did like my best 7 minutes from like Halifax. Like I did like this. I used to have this like blind, deaf, retard like triangle that like all called back on itself.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was just, it's a killer bit. Like it destroys.
The blind, deaf, retard triangle.
Yeah. You wouldn't like the older me more than the new me in terms of like comedy.
Yeah.
But anyways, I did this and it killed. And then whatever Semenita said, the shit that he said. So, and then I like moved back to Vancouver for a little while. And then I was like, the other thing was I kind of felt like I had to get out of Vancouver because it just like wasn't agreeing with me.
Yeah.
West Coast East thing.
No, it's not that. It was bigger than that, but I don't want to get into it really. But anyways, I found this job here like full time and I was like, oh, like, there's 4 full-time clubs there. At the time, there was still the laugh shop and then everything else here. I was like, there's a lot of open mics. I could do really well there and make money and at the same. So I'm going to go and, like, do all that. And so that's why I moved here.
And you're still here, so it's working out?
Well, I mean, I'm trying to get to a level in my day job and career that, like, can afford me the ability to, like, live wherever I want. And, like, provide enough income just a few months out of the year to like live on. That's really like if I can get to a level where I can just work shutdowns, which is like when a refinery has like
a nice story.
it holds their processing so that like they can have upgrades and inspection. So you can get a ton of hours, hence money, in like a short period of time. So like if I get a few more tickets, then I might be at that level. Like maybe like three or four years.
Certifications.
Yeah, certifications. So.
So how far are you from that?
I'm getting pretty close.
Yeah.
Maybe like 2 years.
You get some work, though. You're at the club quite a bit.
Yeah. Like the comic strip finally like is having me in there like on weekends and stuff. And again, it's like I'm now at the level again where I was in Halifax like 4 years ago. You know what I mean? It's like I've went from amateur to semi-pro in 3 different markets. Like that's really – nobody does that.
But – hey, you kind of have to, right?
You kind of have to. Like, whatever city, you got to make it in the city that you live in, and then you got to move to another market. Like, but, like, in the States, those markets are, like, New York and L.A. and Chicago, maybe.
Yeah, but you're also, you're growing in different, you're growing in different aspects, too. Like
yeah.
You're working the open mics until you become the best micer, and then you're on the road, and then you kind of build your legs there.
Yeah, for sure. And like,
become a club guy or whatever.
And I mean, you know, that's just kind of like the journey. Every comic has a journey.
Is that a new?
It sounds like a sitcom like intro immediately.
Oh my God!
Pearl Jam did that one too.
Yeah,
you gonna sell that to Louis?
But like, you know what I mean? It takes a long time to get sort of like respect and like even other comics, let alone comics who like run rooms to like respect you, like give you time and stuff, and then for like guys to like want to pay you for gigs that they booked on the road, that takes time too. And then
Would you, have done it any other way? Like, would it have worked out for you better, do you think?
I mean, it would have worked out better if I started when I was 19 instead of 28.
Yeah, but like, you started in Halifax. Would it have been better to do 5 years there and then, like, oh, maybe I'll try it out west?
I don't know. You know what? That's a great question because, like, Halifax at the time had two rooms, two, like, clubs, and then, like, a couple open mics, but, like, not a huge scene. And the scene was really dominated by a Picnic Face, which is like this sketch troupe. They had like a show on Comedy Network for like a little while. Yeah. And those guys are all pretty talented and, you know, they had like their own movie and stuff. So that was
the scene then?
That was largely the scene.
Good luck, buddy.
It's like that everywhere, though.
We're a troupe town.
Every city is like, good luck, fuckface. You're not going to succeed at this. Like, a little bit, aren't they?
Nathan hears that everywhere he goes, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And you still will 5 years from now.
Oh, good. Good. I got that to look forward to.
Can we just acknowledge the presence of a new member at this point?
Our guest of our next week's episode showed up here. So.
Yeah, about a week early.
Let's just make it
a double hour
episode.
Just double team this hour.
Double team.
You plug your stuff and then read the intro and introduce Danny.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Is my time up now?
No. Let's let him finish, then we'll come back and we'll do a second. Do you have to be anywhere, like, what's your time frame? You got an hour and a half or something?
Yeah, I live my life by an hour and a half.
No.
Matt, out of every show you've done, every comic you've worked with, has there been any comic where you've looked at them and been like, oh, my God, and something's clicked and...
That I've worked with?
That you've worked with.
Or that I've seen.
And it's like that has helped you along? Okay, make creaking door noises.
No. like the bit that really set off the drive that like I have to try this was Louis Y bit in like 2007, or 2006. And then like I didn't do it for like two more years. But like... That's the greatest. I still think that's like the greatest 8-minute bit like of all time.
Yeah.
He's just talking about his kid saying why and then dissect.
But like that is essentially the most fundamental human question is why. And he's examining it through the eyes of a child and a frustrated father. And like it just becomes like the most epic examination of the human condition. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's so weird because shit like that, I'm like, I can't touch that.
No, exactly.
There's no way I'm ever going to be...
And you know what? Louis couldn't do that either till he was 30, like till 25 years into comedy.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So that's like the interesting thing about stand-up is like the longer you go, like the better your bits get. You know what I mean? As long as you keep doing it. I saw that. Nobody else saw that, but Semenita kind of went like this to like say hi or something, and like a little bit of beer went out, and he went like this, and then wiped it with his foot. Yo, except his foot is a shoe, not a sock.
And he smeared it.
Whoa,
all
what
over.
Is that?
This is
what's
real
going
one.
On right here?
It's Guns and Knife Club.
Yeah, oh my god, Aerosoft, not real.
It's not that bad. It's just
dude, this isn't even cool.
It's not why real. People are handing me weapons, okay? I've been looking around this place at all the decorative things, and then they're like, here's a knife, here's a weapon. You want a flask of Jameson? I'm like, this is very fucking childproof house. This is very childproof.
For the record, my child has been here and played with Nick's Nerf toy.
There we go.
The fucking bog of eternal stench
in
the basement.
Someone take these dangerous things away from me.
That's where he washes his glasses.
Anybody get that reference, by the way?
Yeah, from Princess Bride.
No.
Is this your...
Oh, Eternal Stench.
Labyrinth. Yes. Yeah.
Well, Dance Magic
it's
everyone's. Dance.
You want to drink?
Dance Magic Dance.
Go get some get some ice cubes.
Do you have any stones in
vodka,
the freezer?
Though?
Yeah, I do. It's in the freezer.
Am I required to be on this microphone right now?
No.
Okay.
Well, when your episode, but right now
you're
we're
not
talking
the
about
guest on this one.
Okay, well, then why did everyone tell me to sit down and start handing me shit?
No, you can... If you wanted to chime in, you could. That's all we're saying.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, this is Matt Labuki's episode. My episode's on another one. I don't need to be here.
I'm going to interfere with yours as well, so bring it on.
Go get a drink.
Yeah, go get a drink.
Go get a glass, and I'll pour you a shot of this.
Can I eat some of that pizza?
I got the Italian sausage. You're going to like it.
Oh,
here's a question for you.
The uncool thing about this knife is it feels like it has masturbation grease on it.
Masturbation grease?
Yeah. Like, you know... Like if you
jerking like, off a fucking bearing?
No, Nick.
Where were those bearings at? Oh, they're up my ass. Oh shit.
He fucking sharps that knife on his leathery dick. He holds it out like a fucking Danny.
Oh my god. Do you know how fucking tough you would be If you could sharpen your knife on a dick, on
most,
dick.
Most guys have pubes all the way around the base of his dick. And I was working this on the top. It's like balding.
Steel wool.
I was working on this bit the other day about like how tough your foreskin dick is, like your foreskin skin.
Mine's a five skin.
Yeah, good one. So, but seriously, like, there's very little like nerve endings, I think, in the foreskin. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
What's the point of the foreskin?
Like, you would know, Jew.
I don't have one. I don't have one.
I got enough for both of us. Don't worry.
He's Jewish too, you know.
Are you guys both Jewish?
Yeah.
Not like together.
We go to different camps. Don't worry.
You guys. I didn't know Jews let redheads be in the group.
He snuck in, buddy.
I'm Jewish out of spite, and it's not even my spite.
That's
they trained
that's
him.
Funny. I didn't know you were Jewish.
Well, like,
wait, you have foreskin?
Yeah,
it's a technical thing.
My mom converted to Judaism to piss off her dad and gave birth to
me. Oh, so you weren't born in? Like, you're not a real Jew?
No.
His mom was converted, and then he was born, and now she denounced the religion is now what, a warlock or what?
So wait, let me get this straight. Wizard.
She's a homeless wizard. She stands in soup lines and tells Nick prophecies about his future.
Let me get this straight,
Happy
Nick.
Mother's Day.
So your mom chose to join. You weren't one of the chosen.
I didn't get. Oh man.
Booyah!
Take that, God. Stinky
chosen
suckle.
People.
God.
Chosen people. Riff. So.
Danny's rocking a party.
You know what? It's almost Danny's hour. Why don't we talk about God existence?
What? Tell me philosophically speaking, like, what is the meaning of life for you? Take your time.
Wow. I have to answer this really seriously.
Do you have advice for yourself?
I think the meaning of life is to find your own meaning. No, but seriously. Like that, I mean, I just kind of thought of that, but like there's no meaning of like people's meaning isn't, you know, to have the most amount of fun or to have the most amount of sex or to have the, you know what I mean, to like intoxicate to the greatest degree. That's not the meaning of life.
The virgin over here is laughing.
Like the meaning. The meaning is to, honestly, it's to find your own meaning. It's like to just experience life and just, you know what I mean? So, like, just live your life.
Do I know what you mean? I'm not sure.
Hey,
I don't know what I mean,
really.
I've got
a two-part question. Do you want an ice cream bar?
Yes.
Okay, can you get an ice cream bar for Matt?
Actually, I'm going to have a slice of pizza first.
And a slice of pizza.
Wait, hold on.
Just leave the ice cream bar, bro.
And I forgot the second part of that question.
So, anyways, do you guys believe in God? Seriously.
Not really.
No, neither?
No.
I mean, no.
Okay, what about in not God in terms of, like...
I believe in myself.
Yeah, like a creative spirit or something.
How can
like
you...
That.
Here's the thing. Like, how can you believe... Like, how can you even believe that this is a real place?
Because I know how atoms work.
Yeah, but who fucking...
The guys who built it were all named Adam. They are strong as shit.
Yeah. Well, but like, how can you not believe in like a greater power?
No, you
like,
should.
The universe is like the most amazing macroscopic, like infinite material and time, like of
the universe is the greater power.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But it's like not like a guy.
No, I'm not saying God is just
it's
a word.
Like
yeah,
a
it's an embodiment of a specific
God.
Thing.
Like the way spiritual. That Darth Vader is just two words. too much?
Okay.
You're going to have to wheel it back.
Seriously,
now you're getting offensive.
Okay, you were talking about my science facts earlier, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you add up all the matter in the universe, this is true, okay? Like, and they can like figure out a way to measure it with like light and shit. But like, if you added up all the planets and stars and asteroids and all that shit, thanks, bro, and all the pizza in existence... Then all that stuff, all those atoms, as you like to call them, Nick, atoms, are only 4% of the mass of the universe.
There's a 4%. Lot of, there's a lot
so
of
listen,
empty space.
Dark matter.
24% is dark matter, and 70 whatever's left, 71% or whatever.
Energy. Tell me
it's is
energy.
Dark energy, dark it's energy. Called.
Dark
they don't
energy.
Even know what that shit is.
Oh,
but like
that's
the truth.
The presence I bring to my stage.
They have no idea because there's just empty math, and so they're just like, oh, that's dark.
That's right. But, like, that's the true nature of the universe, if you think about it. Like, that's the true Like we, mass.
When we were doing the math, we used to put zeros there, and then we started putting X's.
Yeah.
And now we don't know what to do.
This. Yeah. I'm gonna open up my email, and I'm gonna get like, why aren't you funny in the last half of this fucking podcast?
Yeah.
That's what people are gonna be saying.
This is hilarious.
Brilliant to this. Show.
You know, if you really look into it, this is the funniest thing that's been said all year. I just pulled a Semenina and brought it everything to a.
Wait, just I hit
screeching,
the brakes.
How screeching
shitty do you
halt.
Feel right now for doing that?
I don't really care. No one's going to listen to this.
That's probably not true.
Who's, how many listeners do you guys have?
A
couple hundred.
Do you really?
All, yeah.
All triple digits?
Yeah.
Triple digits?
Trip D.
Some even more than that.
Tri-D.
That's crazy. That's awesome. Yeah. Way to go, dudes.
We have listeners in Australia and Finland, and I don't understand why.
I guess apparently Jews do control the media.
Chlamydia?
Did I say chlamydia?
I don't know. You ran the words together. And
yeah.
I picked up chlamydia.
I meant to say the media.
Okay.
Oh, that makes more sense.
But also chlamydia, because a lot of them are doctors.
When I was in Australia, they said you can contract chlamydia from koala bears.
Who's fucking koala bears?
Well, I don't think you have to fuck them.
Other koala bears, I would assume?
You just have to reach into their pouches, because they're marsupials. And
they're
like,
not real bears?
I don't. Do they have pouches? I thought that was kangaroos.
Well,
everything in Australia has a fanny pack.
Every animal.
Marsupials all got pouch, man.
Marsupials have
like
pouch.
Even wolverines?
They're not marsupials.
What? Okay, name all the marsupials, Jamie.
Possums.
Possums, echidnas, kangaroos, wallabies.
Wow, that was pretty good.
I don't know. Wombats, maybe.
Wombats, I think, are.
There's more. I don't know.
So anyway.
We used to nail wombats
it's a more
out of my T-16 back home. They're not more than 1.2 meters.
That's
shut
a
up, Luke, you fag.
That's a womp rat.
Womp rat, wombat, God. What the fuck ever. Wombat. How did George Lucas go from being such a genius to such a shitty movie maker?
What are you talking about? He sold his company. That's a genius move.
Oh, that was great.
For a golden golf cart.
A golden golf cart.
Yeah, that's what he rides around in now.
Dude, that's wouldn't you... If you had $5 billion, what would you ride around in?
My legs?
No, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't buy a Rascal and give up on life.
A Rascal?
I would get them to build me something super crazy. Like
I would get them
badass,
to build me a
like,
Millennium Falcon that actually works.
What about an AT-AT walker?
Oh,
take
man.
That to Walmart.
Yeah.
That would be sick, having an AT-AT walker.
Yeah.
Does anybody
or even
else
an
not AT-ST. Know what's going on? Anybody else not know what's going on here?
It's an... Oh, my God. All-terrain attack? No? You don't know?
Nah, man.
ATS?
Oh, I didn't know what it stood for, you fucking nerd.
Yeah. What?
He would. He has, like,
I just knew it was an AT-AT. I love that Deadpool photo, by the way.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
There's another one there, another one there.
Take a picture of it. Take a picture of
it. Also, that's cool. Now that you have five of them.
So what's, where do you see yourself in comedy? What's, like, what's your...
what's the goal?
The end game?
Yeah.
I'm kind of, like, working on this storyline for, like, a...
He's so...
A group of guys set in the oil patch in Alberta, like either at a refinery or at a, like at a drill site, and like just how those guys interact, and like I want to have like a bigger picture, like a scope of like how energy resources really control like our lives, but they're coming to an end, and like people don't really get it.
Is this- and that's what you want your material to.
Well, that's what I want. Like, I want to have a show. I feel like you can't really...
Okay.
Like, I feel like I won't be able to sell out theaters unless, like, I'm TV, like, on TV or something. You
know
what I mean?
Right. That's right. You got to John Leguizamo this shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
But, like, if you're on TV, you're going to sell out clubs for sure. And if you're good enough in stand-up, then you're going to move to theaters. And that's where I want to get to.
It's good.
So, like, the five-year arc is to, like, have some kind of... script that I could pitch to like producers at like that Banff Pitch Fest or whatever that happens every year.
You don't have to go to LA; they got one in Banff.
I go to that one too.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you? Did you go to the last one?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah, it's fucking expensive shit.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, that's not cool, but like it's cool that you went.
Yeah.
What was it like?
Crowded and rushed.
Yeah.
It's the LA one is a lot more personal and one-on-one.
Wow. Yeah. Did you? You went to the LA one as well?
Yeah, and I'm going again this year.
Oh, when is it?
What is that? It's early July?
A couple weeks.
Did you have anything to pitch? Or just go for fun?
Oh, yeah. No, I got tons of shit written.
Cool.
Written. Yeah.
Do
you have anything you want to plug?
Yeah, I'm doing the comic strip previous to this airing, probably. June 11th to 15th.
I've got the weekend after that.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Me and Matt Mellon.
Matt Mellon.
Mellon. Yeah.
Nice. That's going to be a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Who's your headliner?
I don't know.
Way to be on it.
But I know the feature.
Those are only the... are you... You're featuring?
I'm co-featuring, and I want to host, though.
Oh, okay.
Busting ass to try and get...
yeah, it's hard to host there. Like, I don't know what... They haven't had any host yet. I don't know.
I did it once, and I did not do well.
I know.
But I got some pointers. Yeah. Some pointers.
Hosting's tough. It's one of the hardest things to learn, I think, in comedy.
We'll talk about that with our next guest.
Okay.
You want to say your Twitter handle or something, or...
No.
We'll put it on the, do you want it on the, we'll put it on the website.
Put it on the website. It's at Matt Labuki. If anyone's listened this far into this episode, congratulations.
Yeah, if they get through the
MattLabuki.
And if you said you heard about his Twitter handle from the show, he'll send you a free t-shirt.
That's right. Free royal blue t-shirt. I would do that. If anyone actually goes to the effort of fucking tweeting me,
we'll make it happen.
I'll go buy it to Old Navy and buy him a fucking $10 shirt.
I'd pitch in on that.
That would be awesome. Oh, I was thinking for a while about getting like a clothing line going, like Killer Unicorn, and having like a guy like shooting a shotgun like through a unicorn's head and a bunch of rainbow like sparkles coming out the other side.
That's amazing.
I'm going to draw that one day.
Will you draw it for me? Yes. If you draw it, I'll give you a royalty off every shirt I sell.
Okay. You're giving them away, he said.
No, just this one.
If people call in and ask, I'll give them one. up to 2016, in case people really catch on to this shit.
not a call-in show, but we know
up
what
you to mean. 2015.
2014.
Okay, well, there we go.
After August.
Our hundreds of listeners might want free t-shirts. So.
Thanks for having me, team.
Hey, yeah, thanks for coming on, man.
You guys are beautiful.
You can stick around for the next one. The
All right.
Episode.
There's
Sounds
so
good.
Much pizza okay. and ice cream sandwiches.
Oh, my God.
And Jameson.
So healthy.
Okay. Stereophonics. Podcasts are fun.
Nick in stereo.
Chicka-cha,
okay, what you're going to want to do is go around the roundabout and exit on the 85th Street exit.
Okay, I did that.
Okay, and then you're going to go... down the street until your first right turn, and it's gonna look like a shit ghetto neighborhood for a fucking reason. It really is.
It's going to look like,
and then you're gonna,
but it's gonna be a lot fucking worse.
Well, I mean, judge a book by its cover. Mm-hmm. You know the same.
Yeah, Nick's neighbor has the windows blacked out so no one can see him beat
his
wife.
No, that's the meth lab.
We're all just recording this podcast, having a fucking nap.
Sam, you're ruining it. Just play dead, everybody.
How do people sleep?
Don't say anything until he says something first, okay? Nick, this might be tough for you. Come on. Okay, it's still time. He just shut his car door. Okay.
Yeah.
Jamie, keep cool. Pretend like you sleep and make sleep noise. Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh,
oh,
hey, man.
Sleeping. Oh, shit.
Oh, it's our next
totally
guest. Hey, look
sleeping.
At that. Wow.
Not much.
Just having a podcast-a-thon in here?
A little pasta-cotta-thon along. Basement's flooding, so. Jamie, can you go grab a whiskey decanter, the stones out of the freezer, and there's a small...
decanter.
And there's a small bottle of scotch in there. Jameson scotch.
This is an awesome setup you guys got right here. This is all you, eh, Nick?
Well,
are we recording already?
Yeah, we're already recording. Do you want to do your own intro?
Have you heard the show?
No.
Before?
Okay.
Let's see what you got for me. Why is it in crayon? You guys have kids working here?
Work, slave,
free work,
whatever.
Okay. So I'm just gonna read this, but it's our producer. So
Sam is a producer.
Producer Sam.
Yeah, that'll work.
Sam Wetbottom.
Do I introduce Jamie as well?
Yeah. She's our
and then
social media.
Do I also introduce Matt?
No, and then you introduce us, and we introduce
Absolutely
Matt.
Absolutely, not introduce
you
Matt.
Totally
not.
Failed to do that during my podcast.
We need
I was willing to sit back and actually be
I
a good guest
pizza.
Today.
Yeah.
I need some veggie pizza.
It's in the kitchen.
I need a drink first.
Yeah, okay. There's other kinds of pizza, too. But you can have whatever you want. You just ask for it. Or just get it.
We have Pepsi. We got
Jamie, if you're going to touch the ice, can you wash your hands first?
That's such a...
She's going to lick all the ice now.
It's in a bag. Oh, whiskey rocks. They're not ice. I'm going to just put
this when was that bag washed?
I knew he was good for a laugh. She's not going to do it.
Can I make my own drink?
Yeah, if you want, it's in the freezer.
How do you make it at a bar, dude? What do you do? What do you...
Oh, man. I got to tell Jameson's. You a story about a show the other night.
Uh-oh.
Can't wait.
What's his name? Matt Labuki.
Matt Labuki?
L-A-B-U-C-K-I.
This is episode 176.
No, dude, you're not doing it right. Each it'll be plus two.
Oh, because we're doing the math. I thought we were, because with Jamie it was 166 part one and part two.
166, 167.
Oh, okay. Damn, I gotta skew the numbers on that.
That's
one.
That's okay. It's all up to date.
Should I do the intro now?
No, we'll wait for him.
It was Quick and Low Pot Show. Quick and Low Pot Show.
It's not the Pot Low Show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
I like your Ready to Rumble voice. That's good. Was that how you did radio?
No.
Because when I called into Mark's radio show...
He has a different voice?
Yeah, he does a way different voice. What it sounds it? So much better than his normal voice, which is annoying.
When I read news, I lowered the voice and I talked slower, but more precise and pronounced.
How is his go? How's Mark's?
Less annoying. It's like he turns that knob down.
I like the door open, but is that too much noise? We should play it back for a second just to hear.
No, we're not going to be picking up any. Well, we'll pick up like traffic.
Well, like even his mic. Okay.
Do you want me to close the door?
No, I think it's better open. It feels good.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay.
Sunny. It's a beautiful day.
It's a great day. We should do the podcast outside. What do you think, Professor?
Outdoor podcast. There'll be a lot of road noise.
No, we'll do it.
Because we're like the ghetto. Are we allowed to swear on this, or is this FM?
No, you can do what. Have you ever met me?
Can you? I feel like a dick's been slapped across his microphone before.
Balls, really. Do you want this one?
There's a hair on it.
Do you want this one?
No. Let's get into it. I'm already late. I'm worried about.
This is good.
Is this going to make the air on time?
Yeah, they cut
mine short because of a sewer thing.
What time's the internet close?
Open
all night, baby.
Never.
Open all
Sunday
night.
Sunday closes early.
Because they do it on a ship.
Intro.
In the middle of the Pacific. All
right. Intro, go. Stereophonics. Podcasts are fun.
Nick in stereo.
Tick-a-tow, tick-a-tow.